like one of the things with Emmerich and the death, I think they both, Agreda and Emmerich, both described the death of Joseph, right, as pretty much immediately preceding Jesus's baptism, you know, in the beginning of his public ministry. And that helps you unpack a lot of stuff about why Jesus picked that time, why God picked that time for Jesus to begin his public ministry, because Joseph was the rightful heir to the kingdom of Israel. And so when the father dies, the crown passes to his son, and it's Jesus doesn't need to be baptized. That's not, we call it a baptism because it's, you know, it's an anointing. But when the king is anointed, it's a coronation in Israel, right? This is the crowning of the new David, right? And then it makes sense.
I've never heard of that. And again, like, I've heard a lot of stuff, thought about a lot of stuff. I should have heard, I think, almost everything. I've never heard someone make that connection. So if all of y'all that are listening knew that, why didn't you tell or talk about this? I'd never thought of the baptism of Jesus as like really a crowning. I mean, and that completely makes sense.
And that's why he says to John Baptist, no, anoint me that all righteousness may be fulfilled. Because who anointed the kings of Israel for their coronations? A Levitical priest, right? Wow. Just like John the Baptist is a Levite. So, I mean, it's just...
And I interviewed another... I have it right here. I interviewed this other guy, Father Sebastian Walsh, like about this book on St. John the Baptist, where he talks about... he may have even made that connection, and I just forgot it, that St. John the Baptist was a priest. He was a Levitical priest. Mm-hmm. And I'd never thought of it like that, you know? But some of the deepening in that is really amazing. And obviously the people at the time of Jesus, they would have known all this stuff, but these little details kind of get lost on us.